Everyone tends to get angry on days like these. Even though technically we don't have snow days, not since grade school, which required 10 to 15 feet of Michigan snow to even warrant a snow day, and with only a few flakes spitting on our heads in Seattle, it's cold one here anyways. Most of the office doors are closed, and all I can hear is distant typing and the sound of the heaters humming to a tune I don't recognize. Occasionally, someone walks by and says something like, "Some weather out there, huh?" I nod and decide to allow a pity laugh escape my tired, chapped lips. I hate small talk.
Amen.
It's noon now, and although more people showed up after 9 a.m., people are starting to leave because Como News threatens another snowstorm, the worst one this year.
What?
And panic ensues down the empty halls. I can't help but wish I was home in Marquette, Michigan, where it's below freezing without the wind chill, and you don't walk through the snow, but crunch down on top of it, breaking through the layers and hovering somewhere in the middle. Mm-hmm. I miss that sound. Like crunched leaves in the middle of fall or sheets of bubble wrap waiting to be popped. My coworkers are convinced I'm used to the cold weather, so I have no reason to complain, which I don't. But what they don't know or haven't experienced to complain of is when the streams of snot run from your nose, freeze, harden, and the pressure is so great you can't breathe.